Well, we'll finish it. It's not going to be that bad today. Okay, we're in chapter 19 in Tumas Ohalos, Halacha Gimel. We've been talking about a beehive. And the beehive has unusual properties, a little bit like a ohel, a little bit like a kli, different types of beehives. So, again, we'll be able to explain the halachas and explain, well, we'll be able to describe the halachas and understand what the Rambam is saying, and we'll probably explain some of it, but not thorough understanding because of technical problems. But it's now, the online Rambam commentary does not have any pictures for the rest of the chapter because it assumes you've assimilated the first few pictures already. Yeah. Anyway, the beehive, again, the shape of the beehive, just don't worry about so much about the beehive as much as it's cylindrical shape. Imagine a cylinder, which is longer in one direction than the other, hollow on the inside, open on one end, closed on the other. It's almost like a barrel, so to speak, but it's made out of honeycomb and whatever. And because it's unique characteristic, being a beehive, it has unusual properties. So last couple of halachos were dealing when it was on its side, depending on whether it was through the doorway or in the house. And different halachos as to when it's considered like, what part is like an ohel, what part is like a kli.
In the middle of it?
Where's the tumah all over? In, on top, underneath, around, to the side, tefach underneath, without a tefach underneath. They plotted every scenario. A broken beehive, which is not a kli, and it gets filled in. All kinds of scenarios. So now the Rambam is going to go through it again, but this time we're going to be speaking, the halacha gimel, we're speaking, try to imagine like this. You've got like two cylinders, one almost practically inside of another. You know, you got, let's say, a rectangular type of cylinder, right? And then you got one that fits almost right into it. Try to get that idea. Now, you got a house, got a room, and a beehive that is taking up nearly the entire space within the walls of that. It just, like, fits right in. You know what it's like? You know those stove inserts? Okay, where it's like practically hugging the walls. You know? So think of that kind of a picture where the beehive is almost, it's inserted into that room or house, and it's almost taking up all the space.
Okay. Is it touching the floor?
Well, it's got to be touching the floor, because how is it going to be?
It could be elevated on something.
Okay, whatever, but it's practically taking the entire space of the house. Okay. And now we're now talking about a beehive that's on its side, which we've been talking about till now. Well, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. But let's just assume right now it's a straight up with a opening on the top of the...
For the ceiling of the room.
To the ceiling, all right? So you've got a room, which has got a door somewhere, because it can't get into the house unless there's a door. And somehow either the bees constructed the beehive within the house, because I don't know how you could put it in the house if it's so big.
It's like the ship in the bottle. Yeah.
Right. So somehow it's like taking up the entire area within the house. Not the entire, because you have to have room for a mace. You have to have room for something dead somewhere in there.
Because there's anaphylactic shock.
Whatever. Anyway, Kaveres...
That's a stinging remark.
Kaveres Shehu Besoch a beehive that's completely in the house. And in this case, as we, although in earlier halachos made a difference, it was a complete beehive, a broken beehive stuffed up with other materials, etc. Doesn't matter. V'mamala es kol gova habayis. It fills up the entire height of the house. So it's reaching right up to the top. Upiolamala, and the opening is above Likoras Abayis, facing the ceiling that's right underneath, on top of it. Ve'em beino lebeina koras posech tefach. You don't even have a tefach in the scene. You got a little less than a tefach. Okay? So it's not exactly hitting the roof, the ceiling.
It's not flush,
but you don't have even a tefach in between. Less than a tefach. Now, Vituma Besocha, and Tuma is inside of the beehive. Mm-hmm. Now, in certain cases before, some of the situations, the Tuma did not consider to go out of the beehive, in some of the cases. Here, he is saying, Habayis Tame. Here, the entire house will be Tame. Okay? Everything is going to be Tame. And the reason is, he doesn't say, but the commentaries explain, based on the concept of Sof Tumalotzes. that we know once there's a door somewhere, the tumah has to go out. So therefore, even though you don't have a tefach space, but since there's a concept of sof tumah lotzeis, that tumah theoretically can go out the door. So it has to go out the door. It has to go out of the top beehive of the and out the door. So therefore, it's considered like the tumah isn't inside the entire house. Halacha number one. Tumah babayis. What if instead of the tumah being in the beehive, it's somewhere between the beehive and the walls, that little space in between. So the corpse is, or the tumah is somewhere else in the house. So mashe besocha tor, that which is inside the beehive is tahor. In other words, the tumah is not going into it because you don't. It's less than a tefach in between, so the walls are, so to speak, protecting it. Okay, and even though the tumah is supposed to go out, but it can go out, shederach tumah lotzeis l'tocha bayis, yes, the tumah will go out through the house, and the rest of the house is all tameh, v'pachos mipesach, even though there's less than a tefach, and the rest of the house will be tameh, but v'ein darach l'kanes, but doesn't go into that, because that's not having to go through there, okay? And since the beehive is close to the walls, so it's considered as an halachic anomaly, that it's considered a little bit connected. It's connected to the walls to a certain degree that the house saves it from tumah. So therefore, it doesn't consider like the tumah is going through the beehive, even though it's in there, which is a very unusual halacha. And that's what he's saying. It goes out the door, but not inside the beehive. And we're saying this halacha regardless. Bein shahaisa, doesn't matter if the beehive was in, that's entirely in the house. Mutal tzira on its side. Upila kosel, with the opening to the doorway. Ubeino, ubeina kosel, pachas in pesach tefach. And between it and the doorway, there's less than a tefach. Bein shahaisa kaveris achas, doesn't matter if there's one beehive. Bein shahaisa shtayim zul gavizu, one on top of another. And they're right on top of each other. Vein beino el yon ala koris ala kosel posayach tefach. And you don't have between the top one and to the walls a tefach as well. Okay? So, and it doesn't matter. It's not going to be metama, that beehive. Okay. Now,
even the most likely case where the tumor is on the side of the wall where the opening,
so it'll just go out the house.
Right, but will not affect
it. Even if it's on the other side, it won't. Even if it'll go around it, so to speak. Okay. Now, haisa emedes besocha pesach. What if it's now in the doorway? But the other case we had when it was on its side, if you recall. But here, upiha lamala. Now you've got, again, it's standing right up with the opening at the top. And again, vein bino lebeno mashko faseach tefach. You don't have a tefach between it and the door frame. V'tum v'soch, and tum is now in the beehive. So what's the halacha? Clearly the beehive is tamei, because the tum is in it. The question, what's going on with the house? Remember, it's halfway in the house, halfway out of the house. Corpse is in the house. Doesn't matter where inside the beehive it is, if it's in the side of the house part of the beehive or the side of the outside of the beehive, what's going to be halacha? Habayis tor. The house is tor.
While the opening and out.
That's right, because it goes up, out the door, as opposed to...
Does the opening in the house?
Is the opening on the outside the house?
No, it's faced up.
Fine, but the opening,
up, open up, open at the top.
I hear that.
All open at the top, and it's under, and it's under the door frame.
Is it midway under the door frame?
It doesn't say.
You understand my question? Like, I mean, if the
Bein Hamashkov, it's Pesach Pesach. Doesn't describe it. Wouldn't seem to matter.
I guess because
it's just saying the Tumah is just going right out. It's going right out. Okay. On the other hand, if tumah v'bayis, if the tumah is in the house, so mashe besocho tomei. Okay. What is that meaning over there? One second. Samach Dalit. So that which is inside of the beehive is tomei. It's the way of the tumah to go out and not the way to go in. I'm imagining because it's in the door.
What's the scenario?
Same case. It's in the door. It's under the door frame. Right?
And
the tomb is in the house.
So why does it go down into the wife?
Because it has to go right out the door.
And still goes down? I thought we said before it didn't.
I know. When it was in the house.
What's the difference?
When it was in the house. But here, part of it is in the door frame itself.
I understand.
So I guess when the tomb is going out, it's going through the door frame, and the beehive is in the door frame.
So then it zips down?
That's right. In other words, when it was not at all in the door frame, then we could figure it would go around.
Right.
But now that it's in the door frame, part of it's in the door frame, so some of it affects the beehive.
I know
we're
not really meant to ask why, the logic. Right?
Because it was going through the door frame, and the thing is in the door frame too. Remember, the tomb is going through the door frame,
okay,
and the beehive's in the door frame.
Right.
So I guess the tomb is going through the beehive that's in the door frame. It'll be Matama what's in it.
Okay.
This was all with a house. Okay. Now, we're taking all the cases that we did before. Everything we've done till now has been with a house. Now we're going to take basically all the same halachas, and now we're going to deal with a beehive that's just out in the open spaces. Mm-hmm. And not then with the house, because a lot of the issues, now it's very unusual, why the Rambam wouldn't have started with this halacha, it would have been so much simpler, because that's the pure halacha of the beehive.
And more likely.
In the first three halachas, he's dealing with the beehive plus the issues of tumah in the house, mm-hmm, and how it relates to the beehive being in the house. So it's unusual why the Rambam now is choosing the beehive that is just outside in the open spaces and just dealing with the halachas of the beehive itself. But all the halachas will be consistent with everything that we've learned until now, which are still hard to understand. Okay? Now remember, this kaveres, this beehive, is not susceptible to tumah. It's not. It can be a kli. It's of unusual status. It's a kli. It's considered a kli if it's a whole beehive. But it's not susceptible to tumah. So therefore, Kaveres Chalula, a beehive that is hollow. Shehi Kli Shalim, it's a complete beehive, as opposed to it being broken, as other cases we had before. Vahoysa Munachas. Okay, now it's sitting out Sideha on its side, Bavir. So that was the very first halacha. The beehive is like this. The cylinder is this way, the opening out going that way. Okay? Just imagine the cylinder with an opening on one side. Well, that already makes it unusual because it's like it's got like a wall on the top, wall on the bottom, so to speak. Okay? Bavir, and it's under the open sky. Okay? So it's the same case exactly as Aloha Aleph when it was in between the door frame. Here just says no door frame, no house, don't calculate anything with the house. Just let's worry about this kaveris, this beehive. Uksayis minameis nosan tachta. There's a uksayis of a corpse underneath the beehive.
Outside right, of it, but
right on the floor, touching the wall of the beehive. Just imagine a cylinder that's on its side, mm-hmm, that's open on one side. That's the beehive.
The case.
If this case, imagine it's a cylinder like this, and there it's completely open on there.
Yeah.
And the corpse is there.
Right.
That's all. All right? Now, ukasai smeis nosa tachta, o agaba, or on top. So, kol shahu keneged kazayis, whatever is juxtaposed up or down to that kazayis of the mace, bitachta underneath, ubigabo or on top, tome, because it doesn't have the status of an ol to block the tumah. That's the first rule we sang about the beehive. Even though it's cylindrical, and to a certain case, other things may function as an ol, this does not function like an ol. So therefore, the ol would block. It's not blocking. The tumah is underneath, goes up, it's on top, it goes down.
We have talked about this before. Is it what it's made of? Is it what the beehive is made of? Is that why?
I don't know why. Maybe because it's made out of
it. It's not solid, it's combs?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Right. I don't know.
I thought you might have discussed it. Okay.
But that's its status. So it doesn't function as an ol. It goes right through. On the other hand, v'chol ma sheba avir tocho, anything that's in the beehive is tahor, ela except keneged tumah, what's inside juxtaposed to the tumah. V'chol sheina keneged the tumah v'socha tor, whatever's not in the beehive right opposite the tumah is tor. In other words, we got this little bit of tumah over here. The tumah goes straight up, mm-hmm, exactly straight up. underneath its tamei, on top its tamei, in here, just here, its tamei.
It doesn't spread
within. But it doesn't have, right, since it's not susceptible to tumah, it doesn't spread. It's not like an ohel, for example, to spread a box,
disperse
the tumah inside of it,
yeah.
And therefore it takes it right through. It's not like an ohel to block it from going up through it or down through it. It's not considered an ohel. Right. So the tumah goes through it. It's not considered an ohel, and it's not considered really a normal kli because it's not makabel tumah. So therefore, we just look at it. That's really nothing
almost
much.
Like it's not there.
It's almost not there. You'll see in a minute. And the tumah just goes straight through. And that was the same thing when it was with a house with all the other complexities that went with that. Okay, fine. That's the first part. On the other hand, ha'isa tumah b'soicha, but if the tumah is inside of the beehive for some unusual reason, hakol tamei, everything inside the beehive is tamei. Okay? Kol ma she b'soicha, everything that's inside of it, and now, unusually, now the fact that everything inside would be tamei, but still, what about what's on top? Okay, so what's on top, he's saying, whatever's opposite it above, al gaba on top, olamata tachta below, is tamei, but not the whole area above and below. In other words, the tumah's inside. Let's say this tumah is right inside this part over here, exactly on this side, inside, inside. So now everything in here is tamei. Right up here is tamei, right down there is tamei, but not this part over here is tamei.
Even though the contents of tamei is.
Even though the contents, because again, it's not really a kli that's susceptible generally to tumah, so it means whatever's inside becomes tamei. So in a certain degree, it keeps the tumah inside, but doesn't make the kli per se tamei,
right,
and therefore only what's on top and below becomes tamei.
Right.
Now, we're going to add a concept, putting it a tefach off the ground, to maybe add some concept of an ohel underneath. Ha'isa gavoh min aretz tefach, let's say it's a tefach above the ground, v'tumah tachta, tumah underneath, ohel gavoh on top. So kol hishitachta, now here, anything that's underneath, tamei, it's all going to be tamei. For some reason now you've created some kind of an ohel. And now it's off the ground. It will disperse the tumah underneath. V'chol shal gaba, tamei, and everything that's on top, directly on top of it, will be tamei. Avol kol shebesocha tor, but everything inside is tar. Because the tumah does not go inside of it. Okay? Chutz, except mikli shukuneged tumah, except for any tumah that's inside, right opposite the tumah that was onside or below, as we said before. Now, ha'isa tumah b'soicha, what if the tumah is inside of it? Then, hakol tamei, everything's inside is tamei. And now that we've made an ohel, so kol ma shebesof, everything inside of it is tamei, v'chol shetachteha, v'chol shelamala gaba, and anything below, anywhere below, and anything on top is tamei. Why? Sha'keli mevim, because the kelim now disperse it as an ohel. Don't block it. So it has a duality of a kli and an ohel under that circumstance. Lafika, therefore, so let's say if this beehive was sitting on the ground, chusa, let's say it was damaged and it's missing something, it's not a complete kli, upakuka bakash, and filled it up with straw, or was very large, could hold 40 saw, and it's clearly not any type of a kli, and therefore it's only considered an ohel. And in that case, uksais min ameis nasan tachta, an uksais of the corpse is underneath it. So kenegdo ad tahom tamei, below it all the way down is tamei. Al gaba, any tumah that's on top of it, kenegdo rakia tamei, everything above is tamei. But besocha, but inside, and a tamei is not tamei, ella tocho, except what is right opposite that. I don't know. Not sure why. All I can say is considered more of an ohel to tamei a little bit more. Ha'isa gavoh tefach me'al oretz. What if it's a tefach above the ground? V'tumah tachta and tumah's underneath it. Then tachta v'ovad tamei, only what's underneath it is tamei. B'socho inside it, Tocha bilvad tame, only that part opposite that is tame. Al gaba kenegel rekid tame, on top of it going to the sky is tame. Shekvar Baryan already explained. Shekli eitz above amida, a utensil that's so large like that, ka'ohu chasp like an ol, loka kemis not kalim, lafika chotzeis, therefore it blocks the tumah from going in from the outside or the inside. All right, one more halacha, the last halacha of beehives. Okay, and here's a case where the beehive is functioning more as a kli than it is as an ohel. All right, again, the open air. Kavera shi kli shalim, a beehive that's a complete keli. V'yosheves al shulel, and it's saying, now this time it's on the normal standing up. It's on its bottom, like a normal like barrel, so to speak. Mm-hmm. There's no tefa between it and the ground. Okay. But we're speaking where it's wide enough to be a tefach, and it's open up, lavir, to the sky. V'tuma tachta, tumas underneath it, o besocha, or inside it, o al gaba, or above it. Again, tuma bokas vola, tuma goes up, bokas vola goes down, and only that tuma that's opposite that is tuma, like all the other cases, okay, but the rest of the area, not, it's not tuma inside the beehive. But if it's off of the ground, the tefach, or it's sealed, or it's turned upside down, where the opening's on the bottom, and tumas underneath it, or in it, or gaber on top of it, ha kol tame, everything is tame. Kol shebasoch, everything inside of it, v'kol shetachta, everything underneath it, v'kol shal gaber, everything on top of it.
Really?
It's all tummy. Im ha'isa tuma lamata, the tuma is below. Shakli hamahil, because it really is functioning as a kli that's as an ol. Maybe it's a tuma. Since a kli, it brings the tuma. Ve'ena chotzes doesn't block the tuma, as we said before. Kalim goes straight through kamosh barim. Lafika, therefore, im ha'isa b'chusa b'kuka b'kash. If it was damaged and was missing some and not functioning as a kli, and it's filled with straw, o boba mita, it was way too large, and it's also not a kli. So tuma tachtel besocha gaba, the tuma that's underneath it, inside or above it, tuma bokas vola bokas veres, tuma goes up and down straight through. But if it's a tefach off the ground, but tuma tachten, tuma's underneath it, tachtel bilvat tuma, only below is tuma. Haisa tuma besocha, if the tuma is inside of it, or gaba on top of it. Kenegdo adla rakia tamei, opposite to the heavens is tamei. The kelim shetechta tohorim, but the kelim underneath the tor. Yishol v'chotzes, because that's like an oil, and it separates it from tumah. Okay, that's enough of the kaveris. The last halach is much easier. It's a camel. Okay? Okay? Camel is a very simple scenario. A camel standing on all four. Its body, okay, is going to function as an ohel. For something that's underneath, or as opposed to something that's on top. You have to remember, although we said that a person and utensils is not a regular ohel, that it only disperses but doesn't block, but an animal can do both. An animal, if it's an ohel, it is exactly like an ohel. It disperses what's underneath it and blocks and nothing goes beyond it. So imagine the camel is a functioning ohel. Imagine it's an ohel. That's basically what the halacha is saying over here. Gomel, shehu omeid ba'avir. The camel is on the open spaces. Regular 4 feet on the ground. Tuma tachtav. There's corpse underneath the main body of the camel. Okay? Kalim shal gabav. What about utensils on top of the camel? Taharim are tar. Because the body of the camel blocks it. Because underneath the camel is an ohel. Right? Tuma al gabav, there's tuma on top. Let's say it's carrying a corpse on top. Kalim shetachta taharim. Utensils underneath the side are tar because, again, it's an ohel. Imagine it's just an ohel. The entire under part from the side of the body, the belly, is an ohel for everything that's to the ground. So anything that's tummy at the top can't go on the inside. Anything that's on the bottom can't go through the top because it's tuma in the ohel. Doesn't go through. Pretty straightforward. Now, what if the camel's now sitting on its belly? We've lost the ohel.
So what kind of space?
And now, no airspace now. It's sitting on its belly. What if there's tuma under its belly? Well, that's going to be, should be tuma ritzutza, squash tuma that goes right through. So if it's lying like that, and there's tum underneath it, it breaks through and goes straight up, or bokas viretis, or breaks through and goes down. In other words, the tum be on top of it, or whatever. There's no oil. It's just tumah ritzutza, right? Okay. Now, how about if it's got, let's say, it's lying down, and one of its legs is just sticking out like that. A leg here, a leg here. The body's here, flat on the ground, and its legs go out like this, and now something's under its leg over here. What is this tuma underneath his foot or on top of his foot? Because it goes up and down just in that area. That's nothing to do with the rest of the camel. Now the Rambam.
Robert, by the way, aren't we talking about a mace here?
As a corpse, or a piece of a corpse. Remember, you only need a kazayas under a camel. So very practical.
How big is this camel?
Very practical case. You have a person on top of a camel who's walking over a corpse.
The camel's walking over
the corpse. Yeah, the camel's working over a corpse.
Or transporting a corpse on top.
Well, I don't know walking, because it's going to be a movement, but if he's standing over the corpse, for sure. Fine. Now the Rambam throws in another interesting point. Because he's now going to make a point that a lot of these tumas, and he mentioned this a couple times way in the beginning, a lot of these tumas are only derabbanan. And therefore, we're not going to carry them so far. And here's an example of this. Kvar b'yarnim nazirus. I already explained to you when we're learning the laws of nazirus, which we long ago forgot. Shim haya ha-nazir. Let's say you have now a nazir, u'kazayis min a mace, and a kazayis of a mace, tachas ha-gomel, underneath the camel. You got the camel, which is a nohel. You got a kazayis mace. So everything under the camel is tummy. If you had another keli underneath, it would be tummy. What if you got a nazir who's under the camel with the mace? Now, there's a problem for the nazir. Because normally, if a nazir is in a house that's makabel tuma, he for sure is tame. He has to start all over. Okay? But over here, so now you got the size of the mace under the camel, and you got the nazir. Or tachas hamita, or under a bed. A bed is a keli. Is a keli, not a standard ohel. Remember, these are not standard ohels. Ukayesh is similar to Mishark Malikim. In other words, not originally made as an ohel. Juxtaposed to a house. A house is an ohel. For sure it's Doraisa. There's a mace in the ohel. There's a nazir there. He for sure is Tommy Doraisa. There's not a Shaila. He has to cut his hair. There's nothing to talk about. However, we're talking about things that are not originally made as a keli. A camel is not made as an ohel. A camel is not a tent. A bed is not a tent, but if they happen to fit the halacha criteria, so he's going to say like this, that even those things that are not originally made as an ohel fit that criteria. And afal bishinit matumashim, and anything that's underneath there will get tum of 7 days, but the nazir, ainu magalech, will not cut his hair. Why will he not cut his hair? Because we're going to see in a minute, this tumma is not strongly biblical. It's more derabbanan. Okay, and now if he really wasn't tameh, he's not allowed to cut his hair. So there, when we shum shatolam, we already learned shekol elachas amoris b'tum. So all the laws when we talk about tumah and ohel, hanasi min adam that come from a person being the ohel, or mean a behem or an animal, or mean came from utensils where they're not intentionally being ohel, but we've given them some laws of an ohel. Hakol midivrei sofrim, they're all oral law. Different types of oral law. Some of them mehem, some of them divrei kabbalah. It's halacha lemoshe misinai, but it's not a direct biblical source. Uman, some are gezeiros rachamim, some just rabbinic rulings to keep you away from iser. But they're all rabbanan. So even though we're going to say that the nazir is tamei 7 days, to rabbanan, but we're not going to flip out the deraisa status of the nazir. Now, let's say nazir really comes in contact with a real dead person. The Torah says you got to shave your hair off. Fine. But if we rabbinically make him tameh, what are we doing on the biblical level then? So the tameh, big deal. He's tameh 7 days. Sprinkle water on him. Fine. But for us not to tell him to take a haircut, right, when he may biblically not be tameh, now you're transgressing that he's cutting his hair when he's not allowed to do that. So therefore, the Nazir will not cut his hair if he's underneath the camel and underneath the corpse. It's with the camel because that's only a Tumah
d'Rabbanan.
He's not
starting again either.
What?
He doesn't start again either?
Doesn't start again. Would not. 1 second. Tumah is 7 days. Well, maybe he could start another 7 days.
Right, there's no downside.
There's no downside for another 7 days. Right?
Yeah.
Could be Tumah 7 days. But we couldn't bring in Korbanos of a Tumah Nazir, for example, an Ashram or those
things.
Things
that don't sort of break halakha.
Okay? Let's do another one. What if such a guy, forget about a Nazir, what if the guy happens to be under the camel that, and then he walks into the Beis HaMikdash? Okay, are we going to give him Kares?
Not biblically.
Not biblically, of course. Or let's say a guy like that would eat kachim. We can't punt, we can't lash him or whatever. Give him kares for that because he really isn't biblically tame. And therefore, when chayav le kares, you don't get kares. I'll be as meish going to base meish or achilus kachim being kachim. All these things that we're speaking are only amurim elalinyan tumas truma v'kachim avad. To tell you, you shouldn't eat truma, you shouldn't eat kachim, you shouldn't eat it. But to give the biblical punishments to go with that, that already we cannot do.
Could you give him rabbinic lashes?
I don't know. It doesn't seem to mention it. So, in other words, we're telling him to stay away from it, but to give it such a force that he gets punished for it, it does not appear that he would get it. Okay, we're out of the hardest chapter.
Okay.
Tomorrow we start the 20th
just
chapter.
Out of the woods with his beehives.
What's the next chapter?
Cuff. 20.
No, wait. What's the subject?
20.
What's the subject matter? You're talking about.
Oh. Three things that could make something not be tummy with an ohel mace. Things that are not considered an ohel. We're still in ohel.
Same topic.
Okay, what can I do?
I'm very tense about this.
At least we're out of the hardest stuff.
I won't be here.
You won't be here tomorrow.